Thank you for calling XPL Logistics. My name is Whitney. How may I help you?
I'm returning a call that was made to me.
Okay, may I have the phone number we called you on, please, ma'am?
Yes, 678-519-8288.
One moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take a minute to get this pulled up with the phone number. One moment, please.
All right. He said, give yourself a God station. Yes, apart from God, you are nothing, but God has saved you and he's given you a unique spiritual gift. All goes on to describe seeing yourself as God
species. How do you know if you're wearing that garment of humility? Let me give you 24 characteristics of a truly humble person. Number one, a humble person is one who gives other people credit for his successes. He gives other people credit for his successes. Now, that's different than pride. You know what pride does? Pride is crediting ourselves for our successes and blaming other people for our failures. In 1 Corinthians 4:7, he says, for who regards you as superior? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as if you haven't received it? Ask yourself this morning. All right, I'm still with you. I'm still with you, ma'am. One moment, please.
Thank you.
Can you think of anything good thing in your life that isn't the result of what God has sent for you? It's a gift. Secondly, it refuses to hold on to our rights. True humility refuses to hold on to our rights. When you understand that everything came from God to begin with, then you don't hold on to your rights. Instead, you understand you're here to fulfill God's agenda. Just like Jesus Christ, even though he existed in the form of God, he did not regard his equality with God a thing that he held on to. Philippians 2 says, but he emptied himself. Not sure why it's taking forever. Just bear with me one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, a truly humble person resists the need to always be right. We saw in Romans 12:3 that God has allotted to each one of us a spiritual gift, a different spiritual gift. And I've said before, with different spiritual gifts come different ways of looking at things. I had a couple that came into my office, husband and wife, and they were in a bitter disagreement about how to deal with a teenage son who was involved in breaking a curfew, playing hooky from school, all kind of things. He said, man, we've got to deal firmly with this. We've got to get this in the back. Let's roll it out of the house. Why is that the gift of mercy? Oh, all right, I'm still searching, ma'am. One moment.
Yes, that son needs to be dealt with firmly. But that firmness needs to be wrapped in love. It was only like 5 minutes ago.
When you realize... I understand, ma'am, but I still have to get your account pulled up.
Okay. Well, the 678-519-8288 number is for delivery. The account
is that the number they called?
I'm sorry?
Is that
the number
they
called me? Yes, about 5 minutes ago. But the account would be in my daughter's name, which is a different phone number.
Okay, let me see if this pulls up anything. One moment.
Is this for Best Buy?
Yes, ma'am. We install for Best Buy, yes.
Right. Well, the account will be in my daughter's telephone number. I don't know which you're trying to pull up.
One moment, please. Let's got to have finish this. One moment.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, who was God himself, the only being in the entire universe who truly deserves to have everyone serve him, yet he was willing to leave his throne in heaven. He came to earth not to be
Jesus says, we need to have that same attitude of humility. Let's get real specific. How do we do that? How do we learn to serve other people? Husband, if you want to watch your wife faint just for fun one afternoon, some Saturday afternoon, you say to her, honey, I've got a couple, 3 hours. What can I do about that house to help you? You understand what it is God taking by sin and you sitting here, don't you? Or moms, when you pick your kids up from school one afternoon, think about the end of that. I mean, the afternoon is free. Afternoon is free. Where would you like to take them? What would you like to do?
All right, I'm still with the man. One moment.
Somebody's office you supervise and say, you know, I know I put a lot on you the last couple of weeks. What can I take off your plate to help you achieve what you need to achieve? What assignment could I take and do myself to help you? So that's pretty humility. Being interested in meeting the needs of other people. And it's one of the marks of a heavenly minded Christian. Now, how would that quality of humility come to next to characteristics? Gentleness. And put on gentleness. Now, that word gentleness is sometimes translated meekness. I hate the word meekness. Because that word meekness rhymes with what? Weakness. Who wants to be?
All right, what's the first and last name of the address on the account, please, ma'am?
Well, if you're talking about the account, that will be Helen Novak.
For Christine Grimshaw?
Christine Grimshaw is me. That was the delivery address.
3339 Hamps, Preston Way, Northwest, Kennesaw, Georgia?
Yes, that's right. Yep.
Customer was contacted and left a voicemail advising of the new time frame. Let's see, one moment.
Oh.
Okay. What was your original time frame?
Between 12 and 4 on Saturday.
Yeah, there's some new some routes dropped off for the tech that day, and they moved it to the time frame of morning from 10 to 12. Would that work for you?
Is that Saturday?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that? Yes, between 10 and 12 tomorrow would work.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. They contact you to let you know of the vising of the new time frame. That's what they called you for.
Okay.
So is that good for you?
Great. Yes, 10 a.m. till 12 tomorrow is great.
Let me go ahead and notate the account that would work. One moment, please.
Okay, thanks.
The slave is accusers and murderers, but he didn't do it. Instead, what did he say?
1 second.
For they know not what they do. That is power under control. The other byproduct is the word patience. Out of humility comes patience. We looked at that word in our series on 1 Corinthians 13.
So, with you one moment, please.
It means to be long-tempered. Or, to put it another way, to be short-fused, if you know what I'm talking about. To be long-tempered, not just toward adverse circumstances, like a long line at the supermarket or a red line that will change quickly. It refers to being long-tempered toward other people, to be patient. And Paul says if you're really patient with other people, in verse 13, it means you will bear with one another. That is, you're willing to take on insults and the mistreatment of other people. You bear with other people. You don't lash out in retaliation anytime somebody wrongs you. You bear with one another.
All right, I'm still with you, ma'am. One moment.
Okay.
That word forgive, as you know, is a word that means to release, to let go of. My definition of forgiveness is to give up your right to hurt other people for hurting you. That's what forgiveness is. The Bible says we have an obligation to do that because of what Christ has done for us. Again, Ephesians 4:32, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just God of Christ, just forgive. You can't be like Jesus Christ.
All right, I did go ahead and notate the account that would work for you, ma'am. So they'll be there tomorrow. They'll call you 30 minutes before arriving.
Okay, so is that set now? It's not going to change again?
No, ma'am. It should not change no more. No, ma'am.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's great. Thank you. That's really helpful.
All right, well, I do thank you for calling in to XPL Logistics. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Well, thank you. I hope you do, too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.